Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Foodstuffs! It's 8:05. It's time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Cobbley. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at all the Salt and Smoke locations. Dining rooms are open, outdoor seating, delivery, pickup, whatever you like. Saltandsmokestl.com.
I'm so hungry. My stomach is so rumbly.
Thank you, Anthony Slaughter. It's not old yet. A few new products got to tell you about. Chick-fil-A has a new Mango Passion Tea Lemonade for a limited time. Sounds
mango
delicious to me.
Passion
anybody?
Tea.
Yeah. Mango yeah. Passion Tea Lemonade.
I love a peach iced tea, so it sounds similar.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll try it soon. But every time I drive by, those drive-thrus are just slammed.
Yeah.
Every drive-thru right now. Yeah, because so many. Yeah.
The peach milkshake also back at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, is that, man? I was just going to say, last summer, those were fantastic. So that's probably going to have me sitting through the drive-thru line.
There you
go. Wow.
Get some waffle fries, too. Why wouldn't you?
I just got the shake. It was a meal in itself.
Go-Gurt? Are you guys Go-Gurt fans? It's yogurt on the go.
Yeah, they're yogurt tubes. My kids live on those things. And actually, put them in the freezer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
They eat them out of the freezer.
They are releasing a fizzy slushy yogurt in blue raspberry and cherry flavors.
What?
It's fizzy. Slushy. They're really into the fizzy technology.
It doesn't sound like yogurt at all if it's a fizzy slushy.
Well, apparently it's still yogurt.
I don't know that Go-Gurt is really yogurt either.
Oh, really?
It is, but it's like 90% sugar.
Yeah, we talked about the Gushers yogurt too. Remember that?
Ooh, yeah. And
that's Yoplait.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Go-Gurt. I just like saying Go-Gurt. I don't know if you guys have seen this, and I bring it up during Foodstuffs because it's quite a few big food brands, including Starbucks, the latest, but a lot of huge companies, including Coca-Cola and a handful of others, boycotting any online advertising. They're pulling all advertisements from, in particular, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So all the Coca-Cola products, everything Starbucks, a lot of other companies jumping on. The company that does Crown Royal, Kettle One, Smirnoff, all because they're saying that Facebook, they're really shooting this stuff at Facebook, not doing a good enough job to keep people from spreading hate speech and divisiveness. They say Facebook should do a better job. They're making money off of this stuff because there's, when there's a lot of times when there's bad things going on, it all starts in a Facebook group. And I guess a lot of people are saying they could do a lot more. This is bad that they're letting these things happen.
They're holding them accountable, and until Facebook changes things, they're not going to be spending money there.
Yeah, that's exactly true. So a lot of them are just taking July off, and as a result, the value of Facebook just plummeted.
Wow.
Because all these enormous companies are like, we're not going to do July, and we'll talk to you after that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I saw that Coca-Cola was pulling advertising from social media because of more accountability, but I didn't really understand the details. That makes sense.
Yep. It's the Stop Hate for Profit initiative. There's a hashtag out there, and all these companies are jumping on. Pulling it for July, then they'll reassess. But like I said, Facebook stock price went way down. Zuckerberg himself lost a fortune just in this. And again, big companies. I mean, it was Coca-Cola the other day and then Starbucks, I think, just yesterday. So it's, pretty wild. And it'll change. I mean, it'll change the way they do business when these things all get together. It's pretty interesting.
I have noticed on Facebook that there have been way more stories that have been blocked because they're not true. Have you noticed that?
No. What does that look like? What do you mean?
So whatever you had up, it's like kind of like blurred out. And then it says, this post has been removed because our fact checkers have found that it was not true.
I've not seen that yet. So a friend of yours will share something and it'll look normal. But then the article itself, Facebook will be like, nope. Is that kind of what happens?
They kind of like, they don't completely pull it down, but it shows that that person has posted something that wasn't true.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And during this time of like coronavirus and protests, I've seen a lot more of it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they've also, and they've stepped up their efforts too. So it's pretty interesting when you see it. And then when you see it, if you dive into certain people's pages, you see a lot more of it.
A lot of just like every post is like a blurred story. Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know.
I know. I haven't seen that yet. I got to look. My friends are posting truthful things, I suppose. Not the case. And finally, man, there's a tweet that's going viral. This guy in Texas sent this tweet. I'll just read it for you. He posted a picture, first of all, of his wife looking very defeated, sitting in a chair in a restaurant. She said, and in the tweet said, my wife, date night after 3+ months locked up in quarantine, waiting for shredded cheese as it's the only way she can eat fajitas. We've asked 4 people, going on 18 minutes now. We gotta quit blaming COVID-19 for bad service.
First world problems,
and
right?
And he's just getting beat up. I mean, the phrase, it's the only way she can eat fajitas, is funny to me. And were people blaming COVID-19 for beds? People are doing things differently, but that shouldn't affect you getting your shredded cheese. And I understand being upset at a restaurant that they're not getting you your shredded cheese, but then bringing COVID-19 into it, this guy's got a lot going on. And I don't blame him. I saw the look on the wife's face. If I was responsible for that, I'd be like, I will blame anyone and everything. Anyway, that's out there. It's viral. You can check it out at y98.com. That is Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, check out the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Northbound 255 at the Dupo exit. Look out for a stall there.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.